You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I'm so glad you could be with me. I have got a phenomenal show for you. It is absolutely phenomenal because I have none other than the famous Dr. Emoto's niece with me tonight. She took over Dr. Emoto's legacy back in 2014 when he died, actually. And she is keeping everything alive. She's teaching children the importance of what the power is that we possess. Water is the God force. And we can see our actual law of attraction events materialize within this water. Within this water, we finally learn how powerful we are. We're not just children in this life doing things and striving for money and striving to be happy. We are the God that we look up to. We are powerful beings. And I think this is what Dr. Emoto was trying to show us through his pictures of the water and the crystals. And it's absolutely amazing. So I just want you to sit back and relax as you fill your whole source of energy up with pure love, because we are talking to Michiko Hayashi, who is Dr. Emoto's niece. And it's so wonderful to know that his legacy is continuing on. And together, knowing all this information, not only do we understand the law of attraction better, but we can. We absolutely can bring peace to every single person, because we are powerful. We are powerful. So sit back, relax, get ready, because it's just totally changed my life. We'll be right back.
It's here, it's hot, and it's a must read. It's the science behind the Law of Attraction magazine. Every issue brings you great articles and in-depth how-tos from all your favorite Law of Attraction experts, authors, scientists, and medical professionals. Go to lawofattractionmagazine.net. That's lawofattractionmagazine.net.
Did you know that every human uses only a small portion of their powerful mind? Jules Johnson, International Certified Hypnotherapist, wants to introduce you to your powerful mind in order to create your dream life. In as little as one session, Jules guides you into releasing limiting beliefs that keep you from achieving wealth, health, better relationships, and even true love. Schedule a session in Palm Springs or set up a Skype video session for those nationally and internationally. Jules would love to serve as your guide into living your dreams. Go to creativeguidedimagery.com or call 951-201-2166. That's creativeguidedimagery.com.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. heard by millions worldwide through 38 internet radio stations and in over 135 countries. Be sure to sign up for your monthly updates and get all the latest information on LOA radio events such as cruises, workshops, and seminars, as well as information on the latest shows, topics, and guests. Go to LOARadionetwork.com and sign up today.
Well, welcome, Michio Akachi, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I hope I didn't mangle that last name, but okay. I am so honored that you are on the show. We'll straighten it all out as we go, but you are the niece of Dr. Emoto, a person that everyone in America knows about him and his pictures and what that represents. But to have you on the show, oh, what a blessed event. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, Jules, for having me here. It's an honor for me to be here and talk about Dr. Emoto's discovery, The Message from Water, because this is so beneficial for everyone. It really is law of attraction.
It really is. Yeah. And now I remember that he was in the movie, What the Bleep.
Exactly, yes.
And so that's what started it off. And that was in the year 2006, I believe it was. And we actually had the director of What the Bleep on my show. And
William Mount?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was wonderful. And it's just like everything ties in. But the message of Dr. Emoto is just so powerful, because truly our words, our thoughts really do have an effect on things around us. And he proved that beyond a shadow of a doubt. And truly, if we could grasp this, there would be total peace in the world.
Exactly.
There would be no sickness. There would be no coronavirus. Right?
That's right. Yeah. And you know, nowadays, I mean, it's getting better now, but back in March and April, everyone all around the world, just more than 7 billion people were in fear, worried, and all that. The energy of this whole earth were so negative. And actually, that was what they were attracting to themselves, bringing that to themselves. Because when we are in negative vibration, our immunity goes down also. So, I mean, I'm so happy that I can just share this learning of this teaching of this water, the message from water, because we are 70% water. The earth is also 70% water. This Mother Earth, the soil, everywhere we go has water. In the air, there's water too. So this is really essential that we learn about water and vibration.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. Everything has moisture in the air, as well as the virus.
So exactly.
Are you saying then that we could turn that virus around into something less dangerous?
Yes.
Something that's not even going to be attacking our body, because love cannot attack our body.
Exactly. So what we are doing right now, I mean, the people around us, around the world is doing, is unconsciously, they are giving this negative fear energy and making this virus as if they are our enemies. And thus, we're making them become enemies. But what Dr. Emoto used to say before he was he passed, he said, I do have this presentation, but what he said was, our world is the third dimensional world, the physical world. And beyond this physical world is the world of vibration, the frequency, that something that we cannot even perceive with our naked eyes, but there exists. if we call it the fifth dimension, that's fifth dimension. And in between this third dimensional world, physical world, and this, the world between this, the world of this vibration is water. The water is the substance that transmit all the information into back and forth.
Wow.
And so he said the virus, he clearly said this when we had SARS virus going around the world. He said, this virus is not the entity or being of the third dimension, nor the fifth dimension, but it's in between. So if we cannot try to cope with this virus with the remedy or emotions of this third dimension, it's more like the being of 3.5 dimension. It's higher than
the third
dimension. So if we are negative, being negative, this virus will be treated as the enemy or fear, and it starts to activate. But if we send love and gratitude or love, which is higher than this the vibration of this virus or fear, then it will change and become more the weaker and more mild. It will not do much harm to people. And there are so many viruses within our body also. And we are really coexisting, you know?
We're coexisting. So again, it's the way that we're thinking about it. The fear is what actually attacks our body.
Mm-hmm. Fear, worry, anger, those are the ones that are attacking our body. And so we are really creating that. We're bringing that to ourselves. So
interesting. So what do you think? We have the older generation really getting attacked by it. So what is this saying about their outlook? Are they just basically giving up? And I've got to be truthful. I'm one of those older generations because I'm past 65. So
you don't look like it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. But that means what is it that the older generation is attracting?
Okay. Now, first thing is that as we become older, our immunity goes down. We have weaker immunity, or our immunity system does not work as well as younger generation. So it's very important that we try to keep our immunity system higher. That means to sleep well, eat well, and do some to have the healthy emotions. As we become older, because many people are retired and staying home, so they watch TV.
Yeah,
and
they're bored.
They're so afraid of this virus, they want to watch TV even more and to get more information. And the information that we get from the news or TV, they're all negative. I'm saying, how many people got coronavirus? How many people died? How many countries are going through this lockdown? All that information. There's not much of the information that is positive, like as how many people got well, how they got well, how they can protect, that we can protect ourselves. Because see, those are the kind of information that we want, but we don't see that. So I recommend people to stop watching TV maybe once a day and instead get some fresh air outside and have water. Because if you drink water, once every 15 minutes, even though you have virus, it goes down, it doesn't do any harm for you. So drink good water every 15 minutes.
Wow.
That's really very important. And also another thing is helpful thing is to drink kind of warm water. Virus cannot stay in that warm water.
Ah, I didn't know that. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
So drinking water really helps. Every 15 minutes, drink a sip of water, real good water. Then that will protect you from getting the viruses. There are so many ways we can protect ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. We don't have to. It doesn't really have to do with medicine.
Right.
It's how we're treating ourselves.
Exactly. So
I remember way back 2006, 2005, I don't know. I was pretty down on myself. And my friend saw what the bleep and got me a bottle and put "I love you" all mm-hmm. over the bottle because she had heard of your uncle. And she gave this to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, wow, this is phenomenal. Then I started reading and mm-hmm. I started seeing the pictures. So we really can transform what is ugly in our life to being something absolutely beautiful. But it starts and stops within our own brain. We're the only ones that can do it for us.
That's right. I always say that we cannot change anyone else but myself. And everybody has the choice. Every single moment, we have the choice of whether we want to think something loving, something kind, something compassionate and positive, rather than choosing to think kind of negative, worry about something. And worrying is something that we are going too far. It's nothing that is here yet. If there's nothing here yet, why do we have to worry? Right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
I don't have virus yet. And why do I have to worry? Instead, I mean, by doing that, I'm wasting my time. But rather than that, this children's book shows if we think, okay, I'd like to show this. If yes. we say thank you to water, this water creates this beautiful, beautiful crystal. But if we say, "You fool, the water is kind of disaster, I cannot form the crystal at the molecular level." And when we think our blood is 99% water at the molecular level, and this is happening every time we think something, we feel something, because we are 70% water. Our brain is like 80 to 90% water. Us, our even cells are water, DNA's water too. Everything is water. And we want to know if we know this about this crystal formation of the crystalline structures, we want to think positive always. We want to choose what we think. We can choose what we think. We can choose where we want to see the things. Like I have my coffee, it's morning time.
So. Oh, yes. Morning where you are.
Yeah, right. When people can see, like from this side, the cup, and they can see, oh, this is so beautiful. But there's this side also. Maybe some people don't see the other side of this cup and can think that this is the only thing that they can think, or some people may not like this, then they can complain. But when you see the other side, it's beautiful. So we have so many different angles to think, to see things, and what do we want to choose? I am the only one who can choose what I think, how I want to act, how I want to change, transform my life into, because that's law of attraction, law of vibration. Thoughts, emotions are vibration, frequency.
Right.
And what I say, when I say thank you to things, many things, to my fingers, to you, Jules, and to the light I have, to my house, everything, then the water is forming this, And this energy resonates, the frequency resonates with the same frequency, and then coming back to me as a phenomena. So the phenomena that I want to say thank you again will be coming to me. On the other hand, if I say, for example, oh, this is dirty, then the dirty is this crystal. And if I say, this is beautiful, you're beautiful, this is a beautiful. So I can choose which one I want to attract to my life.
It's like, what do we want in our body? Something beautiful or something ugly? We have the choice. Exactly. Because anything we eat or anything we drink can be very beautiful and nurturing for our body. We just have to think. Now, so that's a good question here. Is that with everything that we are consuming? The water, if we think that bad water is actually wonderful water, will it turn into those crystals?
Yes. Yes. I know it will. Dr. Emoto and we have done many, many experiments. Even before we had that Fukushima nuclear plant explosion, we had some other radiation problems before. So at that time, what he did was, I do have the pictures of the crystals, but what he did was he put to this polluted water, he put love and gratitude, the word, I love you and I thank you to water, and also put this beautiful crystal of love and gratitude. This is the most beautiful crystal that we have from thousands and thousands of wars that we have taken. And love and gratitude is the highest vibration, most beautiful crystal. So Dr. Emoto said, there's a reason, there must be a reason why water created this most beautiful crystal from love and gratitude. And he said, love and gratitude is immunity. And it really changes, transforms the water molecular to the beautiful crystal. So what he did was he put love and gratitude to water and also put this crystal on the water and left it for 48 hours. In 48 hours, the really ugly water started to make beautiful crystals.
Wow.
So we have tested many, many, I mean, from polluted water to beautiful crystals. And also we have been doing testing with a remote intention, sending love and gratitude or sending some beautiful prayer to remotely to the other side of the world, to other side of the earth. Also, it really changes the formation of the crystals also. So we're powerful beings with our intention, our thoughts. And it's not only to something else, but to us, ourselves first.
Right, right. Oh my goodness. You know, this discussion that we're having is probably one of the most important discussions I've ever had in the 14 years of my show.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Yes, this is why I really want to share this with everyone, because this is such a simple thing. But people really don't know it yet. Once you learn it and once you really apply it into your life, because we are energy beings and we are affecting our surroundings.
Yeah.
And I'm affecting, even through this Zoom, I'm affecting your energy because it goes instantaneously like this.
Yeah, I can feel it. I can feel it. It's absolutely fantastic. And I got to tell you, I wasn't that happy coming on because of all this political stuff that's happening in the state of California. And it's like taking away our rights and everything. So it's like, okay, I'm not a real happy camper, but coming and talking to you, I am seeing what I'm doing to myself. I am lowering my immunity. even though I take vitamins, I'm not actually picturing the vitamins as being what the water and the crystals are. I'm seeing them as, yes, this is going to keep me healthy, but it's not love. It's like, I'm just going to pop a couple more vitamin C's and vitamin D's and everything. But that's really not going to help unless I can get into that love and gratitude mode. Is that correct?
That's right. That's correct. It comes from your heart, from here, inside, within. And when you feel like, when you feel love for yourself and say, I am love, God, or if I say, can say God or creator, is giving his love to all beings, not only for human beings, but to everything on this earth equally. And so we know that he's giving, he's creating, he's giving everything he can, and everything is abundant. Love is abundant. Water is abundant. Food is abundant. Light is abundant. But we are the only ones who are saying, oh, I don't have enough. I am so scared. I'm so, what, complaining. But when we see above the sky, God is giving us everything we need. So just think that we are love. We are loved. We don't have to worry about anything. I'm so sorry that there were so many people who passed away from this coronavirus, or maybe from something else, but maybe that was probably, maybe it could have been the time that they wanted to go, or they wanted to go back to their planet, maybe, or there was a reason why they had to go, so that they can do some more work, just like Dr. Emoto passed in 2014. And that was really a sudden thing, but I know his soul is always with us, working from home, from above, with us, for us, and with us. So
yeah, you know, you just, I have been saying this for a long time, but it just zipped me and just went into my noggin. My God, we are powerful.
We are. And just Adam and Josh Beagleson always talk about, they talk about blood.
Yeah.
And blood shows the same thing in a different form as water crystals also. So what we all, I mean, blood is showing that how we feel, our emotions are really important. So to be uplifted, happy, enjoy your life, instead of being worrying about spending hours and hours, day after day, worrying about what will happen to this, worrying about being scared of this thing and that. But enjoy the moment we have with people we have, with things we have. I mean, we are just so grateful, just beautiful thing we have.
It seems like those crystals are so beautiful when we have them within us.
Mm-hmm.
We have the power to create anything that we want. Exactly. We can have our business. We can have our money. We can have our homes. We can have everything that we possibly want because we're so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Dr. Emoto showed us,
right?
How powerful we are. Mm-hmm. Now, I remember the day that Dr. Emoto died, and I told this to you. I was having the Jack Canfield and Friends event at the Queen Mary in Long Beach. Mm-hmm. And he was there speaking, and he mentioned your uncle's name, and he was talking about them, and they knew each other. And after the break, I had gotten word that he just died.
Yeah.
And so I ran up and I told Jack, and we had so many people there. The entire audience, just, we did moments of silence, sending all of our love and appreciation to him, because literally, and now I'm getting it more, he's changed the world so dramatically. And thank goodness for you that you are carrying this message on, because we cannot forget it. We cannot forget it.
Yeah, it's been 5 years and a half. We are going to celebrate for him to pass on, but 6th year in October. But more and more people are forgetting about his discovery, and to me, this is one of the most important things that people always should remember, because I'd like to show this here. This is the this is the children's book that Dr. Emoto started to distribute for children. And actually, this is really good for all people to remind everyone that we are water and what water really is and how powerful our intentions are or thoughts are. It says communicating our feelings to water. And when this lake was polluted and smelled really bad, the people around this lake asked Dr. Emoto to help with this, clean this water. So what he did was he asked one of the Buddhist monks to come along with him and offer the prayer. And they did it together for 1 hour and a half. And before the prayer, the water was this, really ugly. After an hour and a half prayer, see this water crystal changed, this beautiful. So our thoughts, our intention, our feeling, emotions are so powerful, especially when we put our intention to it, it becomes very powerful. But we have 24 hours a day to live, to stay. And the study says out of this 24 hours, people are thinking and come up with all the emotions, like almost 70,000 times a day. And from out of this 50 to 70,000 times a day that we think or feel something, almost 80% is something negative or nothing important. Only 20% is something positive. So when we think this will happen to our body, the water in the moisture here, humidity here, we're breathing in that water within us. We want to make sure that we think positive, spend more time thinking positive, feeling happy, joy, loving. So the water will be brilliant like this.
Okay. Well, that brings up a question then. In our meditation, should we be focusing then on love, or is our meditation, people are saying, no, it's your mind going blank. And I'm confused.
Okay. I think I do meditate and try to make, it depends on what the purpose of your meditation is, I think. Sometimes you want to send your beautiful prayer to heal earth and meditate for that. Sometimes you want to be blank because our mind is really busy. So you want to just make it kind of blank. But actually, it's really difficult to be really blank.
Yeah.
That's how our thoughts are coming in, coming out and just disappearing, and then again and again coming in and going. But we can practice ourselves. But when you feel that you have negative things coming out, then you can probably focus on love. Like you can say, what I do is I am love. I am light of love. And keep saying that. Then I feel really, really uplifted. All the negative thoughts will be gone when I focus on love, gratitude, and just thinking something, saying like I am the soul, and my soul is peaceful, my soul is love, my soul is harmony, and all that, the beautiful things. then you feel that I have my physical body, but my soul is really the thing that we can carry when we transit.
Yeah, you know, because I think if I saw that beautiful crystal and have that in my mind's eye, and it's so gorgeous, it's so uplifting just to look at it, and then just focus on that coming down into my body, it's like I'm allowing the beautiful universe to come through.
Right, right. So it would be really, probably you can just visualize this beautiful crystal and meditate. It's been the 54th day since I started healing the earth. I put the picture of the earth on top of the we call it Hado device, Hado machine. Hado means vibration in Japanese.
Wow.
And Dr. Emoto, before he started to do this water research, he was the doctor of alternative medicine, and he healed more than 10,000 people using this Hado machine, vibrational machine that he had. And we continue to help people too. And ever since this coronavirus, like a pandemic started, I received the message from Dr. Emoto to heal the earth. So I use this machine. I've been healing the machine every day during the lunchtime for about 2 hours every day. And I do visualize that the earth is wrapped with this golden, beautiful light and healed. So when we do that for ourselves, when we meditate, that I am healed, I am love, I am peace, and all the beautiful things to you that you want to bring, I mean, abundant, then this, you're bringing in this beautiful, beautiful crystal into your life.
That is wonderful. And I know that people are asking me, how can I get this book?
Okay. Well, thank you. I have this. Okay. If people send me, they can visit this website, www.emotopeaceproject.net.
Okay.
I will send it to you, but www.emotopeaceproject.net. They can download this children's book. Also, if they want the real book, they can email me at this epp@emotopeaceproject.net. You can email me from the website also. So I do have the picture books in English, in Spanish, in Japanese, in 34 languages. And I have many, many English books in Seattle, because I have my Emoto Peace Project America in Washington. So
wow.
I have many of them, so I can send them. And I am collecting donations so we can continue to do this. One book is $5 donation, and we are happy to send to anyone.
So now you have this program for the children, which is smart, because if we're going to change the planet, if we're going to change humans, we've got to start at the youngins' age. We got to get them young.
Exactly.
And help them to understand the beauty that exists within them, so that they can create the beauty outside of them.
Right.
So what do you do? Now, it's in Washington State?
Yeah. It's in Washington State. That's why I do go to Washington very often. I have my team. We established nonprofit organization Emoto Peace Project America in it's not Seattle. It's in Olympia, Washington.
Yes.
And so we have boards and also Dr. Gerald Pollack, who discovered fourth phase of water. he is the professor of University of Washington. He's really well known. He's the leading scientist on water. And he conducts the water conference every year. And I've been participating also. And he is the advisor on the science of water of this Emerald of Peace project also. So,
And there you're teaching children.
I am teaching children. I do visit schools, or if I do visit schools, I do visit kindergartens. Wherever people ask me to come, I go and talk.
Wow. And
sometimes it's a small group. Sometimes it's a huge group. When I visited India, there were people of 10,000 people. I could not even see people on the back, but there were so many people, and I was so happy and grateful that I could share that with all these people, and with children too. I think it was in 2018 in November, the school in Renton, Washington, asked me to come. So at that time I had 500 children,
wow,
kids, school kids in the hall, and they all learned this message from water and distributed, gave these children's book with a donation also, of course.
Well, so did they grasp what you're trying to say? Is it easier for children to learn this, to understand, or is it something that they learn and then forget? They need constant, what is it that we need
they
to?
They learn. I try to make it short, like 35, 40 minutes for children, because they get bored, right? And also I have some fun movie that I can share with children when they get bored. But they learn that water is, we are water, and we need to use positive, good words and be kind. And but they sometimes forget. So this is why this book is really important. They can forget, but once they see this, they remember like this.
That's so true.
Also, they can do rice experiment. This rice is the experiment with rice that I did. Okay, I cooked rice. Yeah. And put the same rice into four different jars. You don't have to do it in four different jars, but I did. And I put love and gratitude to this one, and next one, thank you. This one, you fool. And the last one is ignored. And you can see that ignored is the worst. And you fool is the last, the next two ignored. Love and gratitude is the most beautiful. Thank you is another one. So this is something that people can do at school, at their home.
Oh,
it doesn't have to be with rice. They can do it with vegetables. Some people have done with flowers. They have done, some people have done with seeds, also planting seeds into three different pots and started to do the experiment. Many people can see many different things, how powerful words are, intentions are, and they can see it themselves.
Oh my goodness. For a child to understand this at such an early age,
mm-hmm,
it totally changes the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
And
that
then,
was why Dr. Emoto started. He said, announced this, Emerald of Peace Project. At that time, it was May of 2005 at the United Nations in New York. He announced the idea of this Emerald of Peace Project. He said, at that time, he said he would make the children's book of Message from Water, that so that all children will learn the truth about water, because at schools, we only learn that water is H2O.
Right.
We don't learn that water has memory, it carries information, but it does. It observes every vibration.
Every vibration.
Every vibration. It's not only our intention or thoughts, but every vibration of around it. Because when we show the picture, I will show you, this is really interesting. When we show the picture of this elephant to water, this water made this, see the trunk.
Ah, wow.
When we show this heart mark to water right here, the water made this heart mark.
Oh, wow.
So water, not only ourselves, water has, remembers what it sees, what it hears, listens to, the music, because everything is vibration. Everything has its own frequencies. The more beautiful frequency or vibration we emit to water or we have within us, that's what we are attracting.
Oh, wow. You know,
Greg, law of vibration.
I love it. I love it. You know, Greg Braden said there's two distinct emotions. There's love and there's hate. Love is the creating force and hate stops. You cannot create. It goes nowhere. It just dies.
It really destructs.
Destructs. That's a better word. Yes.
Yeah.
Destructs. Everything that you're trying to do, that is what destructs. Mm-hmm. So you're saying when you put water and love with the intention, it just, creates something magnificent. That's what people got to understand. Every day we can create something absolutely beautiful that we can take within us and grow to be that beautiful person.
Right. Yeah. It's so easy. Once we get used to it, once we learn it, once we get used to it, we can choose what we, how we feel. If we are becoming kind of worried about something, we can just cut it and say, no, I'm happy. I am healthy. My field is really filled with a beautiful vibration. Then nothing can come into that to us. Because we have the boundary of beautiful, beautiful energy around us, around me, so that no negativity can come into my boundary, because I'm protecting myself with love, gratitude, joy, and happiness, and health, good health, and everything.
I love this, but what about the person who is chronically depressed? It is so hard for them to stop and even see the beauty.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you help them to grasp this?
Okay, well, we use this Hado machine. I don't have it with me right here. I do have it in a different room, but we use that vibrational machine, Hado machine, for people who have this chronic problem, comes from their subconscious mind. We are wrapped with the subconscious mind. And where does that come from? It's from, a lot of times it's from our negative karma that we carried from our past life,
yes,
or childhood, or maybe family lineage, parent side, grandparents. We are sharing those DNAs. And DNA has water, and that has the memory as their, as energy. And so we have to start peeling this onion skin one by one, so we will be feeling lighter and lighter.
So how do we experience this machine?
There are some people who have that machine in the United States. Also, we have that machine in Japan, and who are helping people remotely also.
Oh, remotely. You can do remotely. That remotely.
Yeah. And we transmit that information to cancel out, cope with the negative feelings that are the root cause of the problems that we have, people have, and transmit imprint information into water to cancel and neutralize that information, and have the patients or people drink that water, their own personalized water every day.
Wow.
And that's how Dr. Emoto healed more than 10,000 people, including like severe cancer patients also.
Wow.
Vibration.
Everything's vibration.
When we have the problem with our, let's say with our liver, usually people who are always angry, anger, it affects liver. That's the vibration. So like sadness, when someone who's always sad, lonely and sad affects our lung. That's the vibration that's resonating with it. The sadness of the vibration affects lung. Wow. So it's always like jealousy affects thymus. All that. Yeah, so it's everything is vibration. So we neutralize all this vibration. It really helps. But at the same time, it's really important that we know that we can change our state. We can start to peel that ourselves also.
Okay, but for people that have some severe issues, and there are quite a few, and I'm not discounting that at all, who do they call? How can they, who can they go to get this? You know what I'm saying? I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
In our office, we have this healing division. So, I guess I can give my own personal email address too. They can send me the emails to Hayashi, HAYASHI.HADO.com, or they can email to this. They can visit my website and email me from there also.
Okay. And they need to ask you, I need to have a personalized visit. And you can do this over Zoom?
We can do it over Zoom or Skype, or if people cannot go on Zooms or Skype, they can send us a picture of the person. We can use the picture because everything is vibration. Everything has the information, like DNA. You can check your DNA just with your hair, one hair, same thing.
Yeah.
Your picture, my facial picture has information about myself. Or even with names, we can do that. It's really amazing. The world of vibration is really amazing.
I am so, so, so excited about this. It's like, I don't know. I'm just excited. This is just so perfect. People need to know about. And Josh and Adam, who were just on my show, mentioned to me after the show, I've got to connect you. Oh my gosh. Yes. So good. I got to have you back on the show time and time again, because this is so critical that we need to have people grasp how powerful they are, and everything they're thinking is affecting them and affecting their blood, affecting their life, affecting their joy.
Exactly. And we can be living in always laughing and smiling and loving and joy. But when this happens, when everybody wants to be live in happiness, everybody wants to be healthy. But what happens is so many people are saying from the morning, they say, oh, I have this pain right here. Oh, I'm not feeling well. Then they're attracting this. They say, oh, this is a beautiful morning. Good morning. I feel so good. Then we're attracting this.
Okay, so let me ask you, how long does it take for us to change our emotions from feeling terrible to realizing, wait a minute, I'm screwing up here. I need to be thinking. So is there like a minute? Is there 2 minutes that you can get centered? What is the time frame, or is it just instant?
But time frame is how you make it. I have my choice. Every single moment is the choice that I make. So I choose always to think positive, to be kind, to be loving, to be happy. So, and we are human beings. So we sometimes get angry sometimes, and that's fine. We are human beings. We can be angry, but do not stay in that state of anger for so long. Be angry, be over with it, and be happy. Be maybe sad. It's all right to be sad because we do have those emotions. And some people who are really, really trained to not to feel those negative emotions by going through all the meditations, they get rid of all the negative feelings out of them, so they don't feel anger or sadness. But many people do have those negative emotions, and they come up with those emotions. So it's all right to have to feel it. You don't have to shed it. You can feel it, but let it go.
In other words, it's okay if we're human, if we react as humans.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bigger choice for us to choose to go back into that place where we're feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to stay stuck.
Right. Remember about this. Which one do you want in your life?
So I want the pretty one.
Yeah, pretty one. Everybody wants pretty one. Everyone. It doesn't matter whether it's a little baby or man or woman. Everyone wants the beautiful one, beautiful life.
Show the cover one more time, because that crystal on the front reminds me of royalty. Yes. And it's a part, we're each royal. We're all royalty. And we all deserve that. That's so beautiful. I just love this. And I am so grateful that you came on. I know it's so early there in Japan, but thank you so much. This is so important that
I've
got to keep bringing you back, because it has to be a constant reminder for people.
Right.
We are powerful. And it's up to us. We simply got to change the way that we think, and we've got to start ingesting all of life's goodness.
And when we drink water, let's say thank you to water and I love you. Then we are drinking that within ourselves. When we eat any food, we say thank you to the food, to the life of the food, also to the people who cooked. So we're taking in that energy within ourselves also.
So you're imprinting the food, you're imprinting the people, you're imprinting everything. Beautiful crystals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's how life is, just beautiful.
Yeah. And it's so easy, because we don't have to just, think about anything negative. Some people say, oh, this is meat, I don't want this meat, and take it out from the food. And the meat is there. When we have the meat right there, why don't we just say, thank you, meat. You're here for me, and thank you, instead of throwing. Just say, thank you so much. Then it will just be brilliant energy and come into me. So if we have that food in front of me, I say, thank you, I love you, and eat it. There are so many people who don't have food, suffering from hunger. But when we have it, we say, thank you.
And it actually could be the reason why we don't have food.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we're not grateful for it, and it's pushing it away from us.
Got the point. Yes, you have the point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boy, right now in this world, this is what we need to hear. And I'm so grateful you came on. And I'm so grateful you're going to come back on, because we need this constant reminder. And people can get a hold of you. We have the website address at the bottom of this video and at the bottom of the audio that's being streamed out everywhere. We will have more information to you. And when you come to the U.S. and you speak here, please let me know so that I can tell everybody.
Thank you. I will. Thank you so much. Right now, I was supposed to be in, traveling in Peru, but because of this lockdown, I am here in Tokyo still. But as soon as this is over, I will start traveling again to share this message from water with everyone. So I will let you know when I'm back in the United States.
Oh, please do. And then I want you to come to our event in Las Vegas too, because everybody will love hearing from you.
Oh, thank you so much.
And oh my goodness, what would we have done if Dr. Emoto did not discover this?
Oh gosh. You know, back then I was just saying that, Dr. Emoto, can you say such a thing? Like he ended up saying that water is God, because water is the mirror of God. He said water is the mirror of our heart, our mind, because whatever we think, whatever we feel, you cannot deceive water, because water knows what you're thinking. So water is the mirror of our heart. And so he ended up saying water is God, because it's in everywhere, gives life. Water is life. And I said, Dr. Emoto, you should not probably be saying that water is God, because people would take it wrong. But he said, I know it is. So he said it. But now, after I took over his legacy and started sharing this message from water, I do now feel that water really is God.
Wow.
Yeah, so
you know, I remember when the Gulf had all of that oil just leaking out, millions and millions of tons of oil. Mm-hmm. And I was so worried. I'm going, what's going to happen to all the fish and to everything? And miraculously, it started cleaning up itself.
It does. It really does.
Without people even thinking about it, it cleans up itself. So that is a good point. It is God, because it healed itself.
Yeah. And when we send our prayer, loving prayer to water, it becomes even more powerful. So we can, together with water, we can do it.
Oh my goodness. This gives me so much hope. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. I'm so appreciative of you coming on. And please say hi to everyone in Japan for us. And I know Dr. Emoto is listening. Thank you so much
for having me. And thank you so much for having Dr. Emoto, who is right here with me. So,
thank
so
you
grateful.
So much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to jules@loaradionetwork.com, and have a great week.